views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Find out.
Yeah, there we go. December 1st.
That it is.
Yeah, it is. And we had a nice Thanksgiving this last week. I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving as well.
And a safe one with that.
Well, and the roads are closed going north. It looks
again.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but we have electricity and all that.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the first big snow out there where we were at. It snowed like a half a foot or better. And knocked out our electricity, and they didn't turn it on until like, right before Thanksgiving.
I lucked out. We didn't have anything in Cottonwood.
Well, then
this time.
Then it went out again Thanksgiving Day, and I was like, oh, crap. I just getting ready to jump in the shower, and oh, crap, I got to go pull the generator out again. But they turned it right back on within like 15 minutes. So we still got a wire hanging down that I reported that they haven't taken care of. So I'm going to have to address that as well. But anyway, today is Sunday, December 1st, 2019. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're here in the great state of Jefferson. And we have Sue.
We have Sue at the helm.
Good morning. And everything's up and running. We're online streaming. The FM and AM also online.
Wow. Nice.
So we feel pretty good about that. And it looks like on Hatchet Mountain on 299, we do have a spin out and road closure at I-5 North at the Fondale Road off-ramp. Once again, chain control over Buckhorn Summit. This is 299 West heading towards the coast. Lots of folks heading home after the holidays. So take it easy on your travels today. You can expect, once again, scattered showers and rain throughout today and all the way through tomorrow and Tuesday.
All right. Well, thanks for the update. We appreciate that.
We could sure use the rain, that's for sure.
We need the moisture, that's for sure.
Yeah, kind of a, breathed a sigh of relief as soon as we started getting a little rain on the fire danger situation. Because, I'll tell you what, it gets towards, when you're on the anniversary of the campfire.
There's no moisture there.
You start to get a little nervous about, being super attuned into the fact that, something like that could start any time anywhere around here. And, the results could be devastating immediately.
We've had our share of that. I don't think we need any more.
Crazy days indeed. And with the political things that
are going on.
I mean, it's just like it's never ending. It just seems like it never stops. The fun never stops, as I always say. And, you do the best you can and you keep going. So with that said, Red's not going to be here today. He's on assignment again. And
but it's a good assignment for him.
Yes, it is.
And we're glad to see that he's on that assignment.
Yes, it is.
We miss him, but it's a good thing.
Hey, with that said, I'm not sure what we're all going to do today. We thought we were going to have a guest, and that kind of fell through. And with that said, we're just going to go into the headlines. I mean, excuse me. And the first thing that I got to get off my plate here is this Joe Biden crap. I mean,
I don't understand why he's still walking and talking in public. I'm just saying that they haven't put him somewhere because the guy's
Yeah. The guy is a piece of work. The guy is a piece of work.
He's got a problem.
Now, I've got, I'm all plugged in, and I got a video queued up here, Sue, just to let you know. And this is a 31-second clip. And this is him, you know, stumping from someplace. I don't even know where the city was at. I didn't catch the name. This is Joe Biden talking to a group of people about his hairy legs. Now, I first looked at this and I, no, you got to be kidding me. You know, but I'm going to play it. And you tell me what you think. Here we go with Harry Joe Biden.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
Whoa. What?
Now, I don't know if that's taken out of context. I'm not sure what context you could actually put that in to where it would make some sort of sense. Talking about roaches?
That's creepy.
Well,
that's creepy. I'm sorry, but that's kind of creepy that he likes that, and then that's become a big thing that he needs to let everybody know about.
I mean, every time I hear about Creepy Joe, I think of you know the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. You know, yeah. When he's up there singing Surly Joe, and that's Creepy Joe.
No kidding.
Next place he goes, I don't know.
You know, I mean, we don't want to know where he's going to go, you know? I mean, come on, something like that, and you're going to talk about it?
Now, this guy's running for – the amazing thing is this guy's the pick of the presidency for the Democratic Party, it seems like, for whatever reason.
You think that, I mean, they may be getting a little desperate or something?
It's like, I got an idea. Let's put Creepy Joe up there so that he can talk about his hairy legs. What? I mean, you can't make this crap up.
If he talks about stuff like that, what are the other runner-ups going to be talking about? I'm just saying. I mean, if that's the top.
It's freaking bizarre.
Whoa.
It is bizarre. So I had a little time setting up this morning, and I see Jimmy in the chat room wants me to play that Fiona Hill Noon soundbite. I'll try to get that up here a little while later in the show. I didn't key it up this morning because, you know, I had too much on my plate I was trying to fix. But I will get that keyed up and see what the deal is.
And people are going to vote and follow this people with the Democrats? I'm just saying, Creepy Joe, the crowd goes wild, you know?
Now, talking about his hairy legs is probably the most inconsequential thing ever.
That's what I'm saying. Look at him go. It's Hairy Joe.
Who cares, Joe? But he's got bigger problems, and he's talking about his hairy legs. So, with that...
Oh, he's got bigger problems, all right.
So I got another clip here that comes in from One America News. It's about 4 minutes.
This isn't about Joe, is it? Please, save me. It can't be about Joe Biden.
This is about Joe.
Okay, oh, dang.
So here we go with the clip, and then we'll go to a break after that, and then we'll talk about the clip.
A new report finds Joe Biden and other Obama-era officials ran a multi-million-dollar racketeering scheme in Ukraine for personal gain. One America's Christian Rose examines the claims.
Influencing Ukrainian authorities and manipulating the issue of providing financial aid, Joe Biden actively assisted closing criminal cases.
Rudy Giuliani sounds the alarm over a new report suggesting Joe Biden may have been paid up to $1 million in proceeds of high-profile corruption in Ukraine. In a Wednesday interview, the president's attorney cited a report by Ukrainian MP Andrei Derkach documenting money transfers from Ukrainian energy company Burisma to the firm Rosemont Seneca, which represented Biden's interests in that country. Derkach claims Biden was paid $900,000 to pressure the Ukrainian government not to investigate the business of Burisma.
Joe Biden was irritated by the six criminal cases involving Burisma. His fifth in 2 years, I would like to emphasize, Biden's fifth visit to Kiev in December 2015 had one purpose, to get Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin fired because of his probes into Burisma.
Giuliani says Hunter Biden, who was a board member of Burisma between 2014 and 2019, had close ties to Burisma CEO Mykola Zlochevsky. Zlochevsky is known for bribing top officials of the pro-Russian Yanukovych administration of Ukraine to expand his business in the country. After the 2014 revolution, Zlochevsky found new protection for his corrupt dealings, the U.S. Embassy, and Vice President Biden.
Let me tell you who Mykola Zlochevsky is. He's a major oligarch. He stole $5 billion from his people. This guy's one of the major criminals in the Ukraine, and he's now walking around free because Joe Biden got the case dismissed.
Derkach claims, and Giuliani confirms, that Joe Biden repeatedly pressured the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, or NABU, to protect Zlochevsky, who paid Hunter Biden for this protection. He says this racketeering scheme enriched the Bidens and potentially other Obama-era officials. For example, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky identified former U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch as, quote, a bad ambassador in the July phone call with President Trump.
Indeed, we're ready to investigate the Burisma case. I've told you about this before. It will be a joint investigative team, a joint team of American and Ukrainian general prosecutors.
Derkach also claims Hunter Biden received an additional $16.5 million in proceeds of corruption from Burisma. The MP says in 2014, the NABU opened several probes, including one into Zlochevsky's forced acquisitions of assets and the transfers of money to the Bidens. All these investigations then ground to a halt and were later closed, which Derkach claims happened upon request by the U.S. Embassy.
Recently, our prosecutor general, Raboshapka, said he's auditing all criminal cases into Burisma, alleged U.S. election meddling, and other cases of transnational corruption. I am transferring my findings to the prosecutor's office for review.
Derkach has promised more disclosures on Biden's activities under the previous Ukrainian administration, saying the documents are now leaking from the high levels of the Ukrainian government. Meanwhile, Giuliani says he will be releasing more of his own findings on Biden in the coming days. Christian Rose, One America News.
Want to see more videos like this?
Wow. Yeah. Nothing to see there,
no,
right?
No, not at all. What's the problem?
Yeah, I think Joe's maybe, I don't know, talking about hairy legs. Because he wants to avoid the indictment proceedings that are.
I'm not sure how you connect the two, but you know.
I'm just saying. I mean, there you go, stump it again, there, Joe. So
with that, I think we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, who knows where we'll go? If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Like a firefly without a light, you were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one. Help me now, I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really let myself astray. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. to find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Maya Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services proposed a new rule that would lift restrictions on grants for faith-based adoption agencies that do not affirm same-sex marriage. This proposed rule is clearly in the best interest for children and upholds religious freedom.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, your talk radio on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Wow. You know, I have this little clip here that we're almost going to have to play this every time we talk about Joe Biden because...
Well, I guess the bright side to it, there's no competition. If he's the front runner.
Yes.
When I was wow.
around the pool and I would have the children rub my hairy legs that are...
And I really liked it.
Blonde from the sun. What? I don't know if I can get past this, okay? Just because it's like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Boy, he's gonna credit the White. He's gonna, boy, you know, if that ever guy ever gets to the White House, boy, I'll tell you what. It's gonna start looking like the Adams family's residence or something. You know.
Just a minute, I gotta get to the pool.
Whatever you do, don't speak French. I tell you, if it wasn't so screwed up and sick, you know, it would almost be funny. All right, so now. On top of all of this, we might as well just pile it on because what the heck? Yeah. So we got a report. Before we pile on, I guess we have a caller on the line.
Do we? I can't. Is it Nick?
It looks like Nick to me. It's either, it could be Saint Nick. It's just that time of year.
It could be Jolly Saint Nick.
It could be Jolly Saint Nick.
Well, I don't know. I've been referred to with profanity also. Hey, while you're piling it on, I heard this on Pete Peter's show yesterday. It went something like this. Instead of wanting the tax returns of a billionaire that turned into a politician, we should be demanding the tax returns of politicians who became millionaires.
I'm telling you. You know, this guy gives up his businesses, you know, goes in, doesn't take a salary, you know, and
he doesn't talk about his hairy legs.
Yeah, so anyway, you should repeat that. That should be part of your opening statement for your show every week.
Maybe I'll put that in there.
I think you should, just to remind people. You know, the main reason I called, I thought we had another Monday in our contest for somebody to come up with an accomplishment by Leonard Modi. And it was last week was the grand finale, and nobody came up with anything. I was going to run it through to the election, but there's no sense in it. There's no contest. There's no accomplishments there. So I'm going to be donating my $25 to Dale Ball and his campaign. And actually, Dale needs some contributions also. So I would encourage, you know, your listeners to go ahead and write a check for $25, $10, $15, whatever you can. Just make it out to Dale Ball. You could probably take it to the Patriots meeting and drop it off. You could probably take it to the station right there and drop it off. Anybody that knows him, we'd make sure it gets to him. And, you know, I have been rolling around this tax. And I got a copy of the tax, and if you haven't seen a copy of the tax and read it, you need to do that before you make up your mind. I've made up my mind. I'm not going to vote for it.
Well, you know, something you said last week kind of struck me as funny when you said that you were for the tax but you wouldn't vote for it. Now you're not for the tax at all.
Well, you know, the reason I said that is that if you're stupid enough to vote for this, you deserve what you get. And that was my meaning there. And, you know, you see us voting these same politicians in time after time after time with no accomplishments. Well, if you're that stupid, you deserve the politicians you get. You know, it's time to wake up and start paying attention to what's going on around us because, you know, I've come to the conclusion that politicians are parasites and they just come around to suck the blood out of us once in a while. And they dress it up like this tax incentive, this tax deal that they've got coming on. And you look at it, there's a little bit of the blood going everywhere instead of where we need it.
Well, you know what politics stands for, the poly, the many, and ticks, the little blood-sucking insects.
I'd never heard that, but that's just about the size of it. And you know what? They're swollen up just like a tick that's swollen up on a dog and about ready to fall off. They're bloated when you look at their salaries and their pensions. Compared to me and you and Terry and Mark Baird, who's worked their butts off their whole lives, what's the total we can get monthly from Social Security? I think it's about $2,600, isn't it, Mark?
It depends on that.
Well, it doesn't go much over that if it goes over that, you know, and that's the top bracket. I guess if you stay, you don't retire until you're 75 or 80, you can get a little bit more. But, you know, you take somebody like Leonard Modi, $186,000 a year. Look at Mike Warren down there, and he's the one that bankrupted Reading. He's drawn over $20,000 a month, CalPERS. I understand he's got a chateau over in France. Now, how does somebody that sucked the government's hind tip their whole life wind up with a chateau over in France?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? I mean, it couldn't be that what we've been talking about over the past few weeks, that this whole foreign thing of running money offshore to these people in these other countries that are kind of a setup for kickbacks, and there's no auditing of the kickbacks. And that's, you know, I just found that shocking when I found that out, is that we send all this money to all these foreign governments worldwide, and there's no
auditing?
There's no auditing at all of where the money goes.
Yeah. Yeah, there, no problem.
And the kicker is, you know, the Ukraine is the only one we've heard about. Can you imagine what's going on that we don't know about?
The Ukraine is the tip of the iceberg, no question about it. And I think that that's why there's such a movement in the corrupt Congress House to get rid of Trump, because all of these people, both sides of the aisle, have been taking kickbacks from all of these programs for years and years
it's
and years.
It's been going on a long time.
And you know what?
Trump's
what,
exposing this, and boy, you just can't have that.
You know what struck me as funny, and I just heard this a couple of years ago, and I don't know for sure it's true, and I don't know for sure it's true that Mike Warren has a chateau over there in France, but I have been told by two reliable sources that it is so. So, you know, for what
would you be shocked? I mean, yeah. I can't verify that. I'm not going to disparage the guy with false information. But if you found out that that was true, would you be shocked?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'll be surprised if it's not true. But, you know, the way I understand foreign aid works is they have one bill, and it's kind of like a consent calendar at the city council or at the supervisors. They've got all these items on there. And they just take a yes or no for all of them. That they don't sit down and say, well, you know, Venezuela needs, you know, $6.1 billion. Let's talk about giving it to them. No, they've got every country all lined up, and then they say yes or no to all of them. They don't look at them with a microscope to see if the money's used appropriately and that kind of stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly what you're saying.
And that's the way I understand foreign aid works, and that's... You know, that's such a crummy system, because there's countries I don't want to send any foreign aid to. Why do we send foreign aid to Russia?
Well, I've questioned that BS for years, because it always eluded my common sense to go, why are we sending all this money? And you know, the standard answer was to keep them on our side, to, you know, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm telling you, the politicians are in league with these guys. They're corrupt, and they've been getting kickbacks for years, and they're selling us out. And that's why Trump is the devil, because he's exposing this. This is the tip of the iceberg. He's starting, you know, he's been exposing corruption this whole time. And who knew how deep this cesspool swamp, if you will, is. But the farther down the swamp hole we go, the
getting deeper and deeper.
It gets just worse and worse and worse. And so this has to be turned around no matter what at some point somehow.
It's my opinion that we are just going to see the tip of the iceberg, and it's going to go away. We'll never know the extent of it. Do you remember Joe McCarthy from the 50s?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like...
What do you think of him when you... Joe McCarthy, what's your first thought?
What I think of him is somebody who got lambasted for telling the truth. That's what I think.
Exactly right. You know, and I always thought, well, he was a communist. I didn't really understand. I picked up a book and started reading about it, and it's written by an author that Kay Wilson knew personally. He's died.
Right.
And it explains exactly that Joe McCarthy was treated the same way Schiff is treating Trump, trying to make him look like a traitor. And Joe McCarthy was a senator who had hearings accusing these people of being communists.
And being infiltrated by the communists, absolutely.
The State Department in particular, and, you know, not one person was ever found guilty or prosecuted. But in 1995, they declassified the cables that they intercepted from Russia over to the United States, and every one of them was guilty.
Yeah. But see, they have been controlling the media for quite some time, and that is what Trump has been doing more than anything, is calling these people out as fake news. Now, you still got the leftists that believe anything they want to, you know, shift the narrative to their doctrine that says that we need more government intervention to take care of the people and take care of us all, and we all, you know, it's like, gee, food should be a right, you know, and I was thinking about this the other day, food's a right, okay. Stand out in the field, two people, and do nothing and see if food's a right.
Well, the only right you have to food is the food that you earn.
Well, see, but that's the whole point, because their deal is, well, they need to take it from the rich people. If there's only two people standing in the field and one starts slaving and laboring to produce some food, you know, plant seeds and hoe a garden, do whatever, then the other guy has an automatic right to it, right?
Oh, no.
Hang on, guys. We're going to go to a break. I'm sorry, but... We'll catch it up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's A Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good stuff, Maynard. So back on Creepy Joe, as we can. Nothing to see here. Yeah, so we still have our caller on the line.
We do.
Evening. Are you still there, Nick?
Oh, I'm still here. Here's the name of that book. Blacklisted by History, The Untold Story of Senator Joe McCarthy, and it is by M. Stanton Evans. And I've only read about 100 pages of it, and it's just fascinating to read that after the way we've been misled in the media lately. You can put it together to what was going on back then. I wanted to get to what Mark Baird said. You know, if you don't have a solution to our state's problems, what's your answer? Well, you know, I have an answer to the solution of our crime problem here in Reading, and this tax measure isn't the answer to it. And I am going to come up with an answer. Probably, I'm thinking maybe I should wait until after the holidays so everybody can tune into your show and listen to it. And I think I've got a lot better idea, and everybody I've talked to is behind me. The thing about what they're doing now, it's not what we want, not what we citizens want.
Well, it's again, that's why everybody's against it, is because it's the same old deal. It's the same old schmo deal of we raise your taxes and we spend it any way we want to.
Right.
Shut up and go back to work and be quiet.
That's right. And I touched with you a little bit about what I've got in mind. And I think that maybe we can do something about this and bring safety to our community, because at the end of the day, we pay our taxes for safety and infrastructure, and we're not getting either one. What we're getting is a bunch of fat ticks.
Well, that's it. I mean, and that's the whole thing from day one, you know. And, you know, you go all the way back to McCarthy. People have been screaming from the rooftops for the last 60 years. I mean, I was listening earlier on when Lori brought up the book, The Naked Communist. I read that in like 65 or something, or 70, whatever it was. And it's by Cleon Skousen. And, you know, there's a bunch of these authors, you know, that were warning us of all this crap happening. Mm-hmm. But anybody that spoke out never got any media play.
Or they were crazy.
They're crazy. They got creamed. You know, it's not working anymore because of the Internet. If the Internet didn't ever come into existence, you know, we wouldn't know about half of this stuff because, you know, there's so many alternative media sources now that does anybody listen to CNN and believe anything they have to say? I mean, unless you're a complete moron.
Well, you know, back when you read that book, I had other priorities, and that was drinking beer and chasing chicks. And believe me, I know what to do with the chicks when I caught them.
Hey, I had those priorities too, you know. But
but you know who woke me up more than anything about what's going on is Sally and Terry with the speakers that they have brought to the Tea Party and now the Patriots. Really woke me up. I always, you know, read the paper and paid a little bit of attention, but I didn't take it all that seriously, and now I'm regretting that I hadn't. That being said, you know, what you mentioned about, you know, running different people down or putting them on the back burner, they had the head guy of the John Birch Society there here a couple
right.
of years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I bought his book because, you know, my wife was alive then, and she had to buy every CD and every book
they
that
were
showed
one
up
of the,
out
they
on
were,
the front.
They were one of the groups that were actually screaming, one of the loudest groups back in the day, too,
yeah,
John Birch.
And I heard people say, oh, he's another Bircher, you know,
yeah.
And you just had a negative connotation to it when you heard him. I read that book, and it's everything I stand for.
Well, you know, the real deal is, too, when I was learning all of this stuff way back in the day, I actually, how I got started on this stuff was I went in to prove that this was a bunch of hooey, okay? My brother and a couple other people that I talked to had been telling me about this, and so I just said, you know, I'm going to go in and prove you guys are a bunch of idiots. And so I went in there and I started doing the research, and I researched and I researched and I researched until at one point in time the light bulb came on and I went, holy crap, they're right. Now, that was back in whatever, 72, 74, 76, whatever it was when the light came on, and I haven't called everything in the book since then. And so you get to a point where you're like, wow, you know, that's how they discredit everybody. That's how they shift it. They do the mirror thing. What have they been doing to Trump the whole time? They're calling him out on the stuff that they're doing. And that's how this thing works. It's ridicule your enemies. You know, anything they say, you just, and that's what people have come to accept, is that if you just call them a bunch of nutcases, you don't deal
if
with.
If you do it enough, then the people accept it as it is.
They just, that's exactly right. And
yeah.
So if there's no alternative, of information to disprove what they're saying, and you've got the mainstream media. It's like Hitler calling everybody, you know, telling the biggest lie about everything, and everybody believing Hitler is because the mainstream media would pick it up and run with it, and anybody who didn't go along with the party line was discredited, you know, or just disappeared or whatever back in Germany. Now it's changed because of the internet, and it's changing more and more, and we are definitely in an information war, and you have to figure out where the truth is if you can.
And they were browbeat into silence, and Trump yep. isn't going to be browbeat into silence.
And the only reason he's not being browbeat into science is because of his Twitter account, really.
That, and he's clean.
Well,
and they can't buy him off, and they can't threaten him with things like that.
It really helps if you're not corrupt as well.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what I mean? They can't buy him off. So, with that, I guess we need to go to a break. This is
Casey. I'm going
to
go.
All right, thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you. Oh, 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 you treat me badly. I love you madly. You've really got a hold on me.
The Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Like home. Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in and took control. She was tired, but her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. Just like a princess, she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her head. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face,
keep
like that of an
bring
angel.
It up.
Her long legs were tan and brown. Better keep your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. Cause like a flincher she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her head.
I don't like that no matter what you are. Trying to post it, but I'm not going to get it in there because every time it's like you got to do the whole thing without the .com, I guess, is a there's some kind of a deal in here. I was going to post it in the chat room, but let's see if I can get it done here. It's like a space.
I think if you do it in brackets, it might work.
Well, let's see. No, okay, so it's brackets now, huh?
I would do a bracket and then, you know, the whatever.com and then bracket again. So
okay, we'll try it and see. Just
try it. Yeah.
Just to see if we can get it done. Yeah, that actually worked, I think.
There you go.
All right. So that's just so everybody knows, I'm getting questions on it. That's Sammy John's Chevy van. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, let's start talking about some more Joe.
Creepy Joe?
Yeah, creepy Joe. Yeah, it's just to the point of stupidity with this guy. But, you know, so, you know, I just kind of had to do a little bit more on the show here because there is a report coming out. I posted it on the Facebook. Solomon, you know, who's this is obviously he's an opinion contributor, but this guy's an award winning journalist. He's not just some schmo. And the title of the hold on, it just glitched out on me here. Let me try this again. Okay, the title on this is These once secret memos cast doubt on Joe Biden's Ukraine story. And so evidently there's some secret documents that
no
just came out. And I actually pulled the documents up, English translated of the undated Ukraine prosecutor general's memo. And I encourage everybody to read this because the real deal is, and everybody knows that this got a common load, you know, any kind of common sense on any of this stuff, that you could download this and read it for yourself. But this guy's dirty as it gets, you know, and everybody knows it. Except for a couple of communists that hang out on the Jefferson State chat room. Just saying. And anyway, it's, you know, the whole thing. And also, you know, there's it relates to Pelosi's son. You got Romney involved in this thing.
Joe Biden's grandson.
Yeah, I mean, they're just all dirty as hell. I think I could say hell, can't I?
You just did.
I just did, yeah. And so
so once again, they're pointing the finger at everybody else, and guess who the guilty party is?
Hairy legs.
Hairy legs.
We got it. I hope Trump comes up with some kind of a nickname now for Joe.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Crazy Legs Joe. it's just
something wrong.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so this, you know, this is a Democratic presidential contender who's in the lead, and he insists that you know He's
that he's okay.
He's not guilty. While he professes his undying innocence from a poolside spa resort somewhere.
And I'm going to take his word on
Jeffrey
that.
Jeffrey Epstein's island where the children rub his blonde hairy legs.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Just saying.
I think I've beat that horse pretty much to death. But it needs to be beat to death because it's just amazing how – did the mainstream media even pick up that soundbite?
Of course not. Well, they probably picked it up and they went, oh, no, they can't be doing that one.
I mean, you can't have the Democratic presidential candidate, you know.
We can't let the people know about Creepy Joe's hairy legs.
I mean, this guy is absolute – just completely off the charts creepy, period. I mean, not only is he corrupt, not only is he a criminal, you know, and not only is he creepy, I mean, all the videos of him, you know, smelling little kids' hairs and touching them inappropriately and all, none of that matters. I mean,
no.
You just can't even fathom, but I'll tell you what, if that was Trump, do you think that would be all over the news?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to do anything, and he's all over the news.
He doesn't have to even do anything.
Yeah.
You're right. He doesn't have to say
anything negative,
wrong.
You know.
He doesn't have to commit a crime. He doesn't, you know, he tries to investigate corruption, and they're trying to pin that on him. And you know, we got the Russian collusion. We got all this stuff. We got the bribery. There's no bribery. The only one who got bribed was Joe, you know, and all the cohorts over there and the Democrats, and who knows how many Republicans are in board of that one. How many Republicans got bribed in the last century?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, they didn't even report about him going over for the troops for the holidays or any of that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And about the good things he does? No, they can't. You know,
there's not one good thing that Trump can do.
I forgot that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, and that's because he's, you know, and I'm so tired of these morons. Oh, he's part of the elite machine. That's really? That's why everybody who's in the elite machine is attacking him, right? Because he's part of that machine. You have zero common sense when it comes to this crap, and or they just ignore reality, you know, or just ignore the facts, just ignore anything that doesn't champion the poor's right to free health care. They have a right to free, you know, but they don't think about who is going to provide it and who's going to pay for it and who's going to work for it. You know, it's like saying food is a right. Well, everybody should have food. Don't get me wrong. But if someone produces it and you have to steal it from them, you just turn them into your own private little slave, which they seem to think is okay. Because, well, wait a minute, we freed all the slaves because when they had the black people out in the field, you know, doing it, that was slavery. But if a farmer does it in America and has to give away and redistribute all of his wealth that he earns, then somehow that's okay.
Right. And have you ever seen a president be attacked as much as Trump has on
everything?
On everything?
The guy's been
asked. Stop and think if this would have happened to Obama back when he was sitting there.
Well,
the
guy's in Afghanistan serving the troops, and somehow, you know,
he's a bad guy.
But they tweeted that he was going to be playing golf and tweeting from his Mar-a-Lago deal, and the guy surprises
everybody
and flies all night to Afghanistan to serve the troops. Does anybody think that there's something wrong with that? He did it for a photo op. Really? So he gave up his Thanksgiving, flew all night to Afghanistan, and back. Just so he could have a picture with the troops serving food. You got to be a moron to believe that. I guess we got one.
Well, we got 1 minute to the top of the hour. Yeah, I'm just saying. Have you ever seen a president be attacked like he's being attacked across the board? It's like, wow. When is the other side going to wake up, or some of the people, you know, to what's going on?
Yeah,
but we're at the top of the hour.
There you have it,
and.
Well, are we going to a break or
hard work? We're close.
You're close. You have less than a minute.
Yeah, we have less than a minute.
I have another clip of Biden, but I don't think we have enough time. So we said his name once again.
All right.
Creepy Joe. yeah, anyway.
And so stay tuned for the second half of Silver Mines. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
In the end, you will know. Oh, one day you'll find.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A winter storm is developing in the mid-Atlantic today. Forecasters say it's going to be a nor'easter by tomorrow. This is New York City Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia trying to get ready.
A very difficult storm to prepare for. We have cold air in the beginning, and then we have a period of moisture and rain, and then we have cold air on the back end. And we're very close to where that freezing line is going to be.
Parts of the U.S. have had all kinds of trouble getting to and from their Thanksgiving holiday destinations. Some of the latest storms dumped heavy snow yesterday from California to the upper Midwest, and heavy rains elsewhere. Lots of flights have been canceled. A bipartisan group of senators is praising President a bill supporting democracy and human rights in Hong Kong.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio was joined by Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin, along with the chairman and ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in congratulating President Trump for signing Senate Bill 1838, the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. Congress passed the bill in mid-November, and President Trump signed it after that. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Jim Risch of Indiana and ranking Democrat Bob Menendez of New Jersey joined their colleagues in praising Mr. Trump for sending a strong message to communist China that America supports the growth of democracy in Hong Kong. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Britons are looking for answers today as politicians seek to turn the blame elsewhere for a breakdown in the security system that had kept London largely free of terrorist violence for more than 2 years. Usman Khan, convicted on terrorism charges but let out of prison early, stabbed two people to death and injured three other people on Friday. He was killed by police. The FAA wants to know if weather might have been a problem in a plane crash in South Dakota yesterday. 9 people lost their lives in that mishap. There were 3 survivors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager, and over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discuss the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting our country. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
An unprecedented number of lawsuits over sexual abuse is expected to hit New Jersey courts beginning today.
Now child victims can file charges until they turn 55 or within 7 years of their first realization that the abuse caused harm. Victims who were previously barred by the statute of limitations have now a 2-year window to file claims. The law will make it easier to sue institutions such as schools. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Iraq's parliament has approved the resignation today of Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi amid ongoing violence and anti-government demonstrations in the capital that saw one protester shot dead. Demonstrators also continue to close roads, including those leading to a major commodities port, in mass demonstrations in the southern part of the country. Parliament enacted the resignation without putting to a vote, according to 2 lawmakers. Existing law doesn't provide a clear procedure. News and analysis at townhall.com. The chief executive of Australia's second biggest bank plans to resign following accusations of many breaches of anti-money laundering law.
The financial crime regulator, AUSTRAC, is pursuing Westpac in the federal court for allegedly failing to report millions of international fund transfers, including payments allegedly linked to child exploitation in Southeast Asia. The bank's CEO, Brian Hartzer, was given 12 months' notice and will still get his $1.83 million salary. He will forfeit unvested bonuses and is ineligible for future bonuses.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, December the 1st. It's the 335th day of 2019. There are just 30 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1862, President Lincoln sends his second annual message to Congress, in which he calls for the abolition of slavery, saying, "We cannot escape history." More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
I don't think some people can fall on that classification as secret agent man.
Johnny Rivers.
I'm just saying. Oops.
You know, I mean, I just can't let go of Joe here, you know. I don't know why, but I just can't let go of Joe. I mean, I'm looking through some stuff here, you know, and I was, you know, somebody in the chat room mentioned about lockets of leg hair and...
Yeah, that's just disgusting, selling lockets of leg hair. Okay, guys, you know, I'm just saying. And some things are just sick and wrong.
Chat room is in rare form today. You know, it's like Pomeroy. So where is Mrs. Biden on the mess with sicko hubby and dummies?
She's to be a contender for first lady. Yeah, you go, Miss Biden.
Seriously, Biden might get used and then ill, too sick, whatever master wants. Oh, boy.
His chip isn't now, working. Is it kind of like the batteries? Need to take the batteries out?
I was doing a little research over the break here and just looking around I thought, man, well, what has Joe's wife got to say? And so Joe's – there's a video. I'll post it on Facebook. Video. Joe Biden bites wife's finger at the No Malarkey Iowa bus tour kickoff. Now
– No Malarkey.
Now, does anybody know what Joe Biden's campaign slogan is? It's big all over the side of his Joe bus.
His Joe – I know what it is, but you told me. But, yeah.
No malarkey. No malarkey. That's his campaign. No malarkey. I mean, what? This guy, there's something wrong with this guy.
Yes, Hank.
And the reason that they named it No Malarkey, this is from a tweet from Sarah.
Because he's been playing house with Nancy Pelosi? I don't know.
No, because it's because the other guys all lie.
And they're not creepy, huh? They're not creepy enough.
Referring to President Trump off the bat as he kicks off his 8-day bus tour through the state. So no malarkey because everybody else lies. I mean,
wow. Either they need to give him more of his drugs or take him away. I'm not sure which, you know. He's like, wow.
So while he's talking about his hairy legs and biting his finger's wife, he tweets, "Fired up and ready to go for the No Malarkey Barnstorm."
Yes, there we go. We're going to tour the United States.
Because everybody else lies. Yeah. Because everybody else lies. And, wow. And after we just went through all this stuff, and I posted the Ukraine report, documents that blow his. So this guy is so out of touch with reality, and is so elitely.
So why are the rest of the Democrats throwing him to the dogs? I mean, you know, they're putting him right there in front
because
for everybody, you know.
The guy hasn't got two neurons to touch together and brain cells.
So.
So what else are they up to if they're going to throw Joe out there as the debate?
And while I'm on it, you know, Pomeroy, kids booing Melanie at opiate awareness event. You know, it's like, you know, my favorite is comparing Michelle Obama as this lovely, beautiful woman to Melanie Trump, who's just a disgusting fashion model who's so hot that, you know, she makes Michelle look like, I don't
Michael?
Know.
Michael? I'm just saying she looks more like Michael.
Michelle. Yeah, you know, when you look like she'd be playing for the Detroit Lions as a running back, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So anyway, yeah, it's there's just so much here to work with that it's insane, and you know, but it's sad that you know, I mean, the No Malarkey tour. And
yeah,
it just goes
I
on.
I wonder
and
how
on
many
on.
People really are following him and believing the crap out there. We know the media lies about everything, so he probably doesn't really have anybody
following.
That's what
I'm saying. He's
so
out of touch with what people are actually seeing.
Even the young people or whoever.
He doesn't realize, I mean, you know, I mean, his son is a drug addict, been fired. You got an illegitimate child, you know. I mean, it's just absolutely off the charts, unbelievable. And then the condescending arrogance to put on the side of your bus as your campaign slogan, No Malarkey? Is this guy for real?
I mean, maybe that's his target.
I don't know. Speaking of targeting, we probably need to move on.
Hey, I'm good with that. But there's so much.
Wow, it's just too easy. So I want to play a clip that Jimmy sent us in here for.
Is this on Hill?
This is on on Hill, Dr. Hill, who has an English accent, who just happened to, you know, maybe be talking and colluding with, I don't know, people who put the dossier together for Chris Steele, you know, in the Ukraine. And so I'm going to play this for a little bit, and then we're going to also talk about tomorrow at the Reading Patriots. The ACLJ film of targeting the U.S. And that it concerns the Tea Party targeting by the and the conservative groups with seeking tax exempt status and so forth. So
There was quite a few. What was there, like 30 or 40 of them altogether?
41, I think.
Was that it?
Yeah,
I know it was right in there.
So, but we'll get more into that a little bit here. But I've got to play this. I can't get off.
I can't help it in the chat room.
No, the chat room.
Michelle cannot run as press. Her birth certificate would be male. I'm sorry. I just had to say it. I had to get it out. I'm sorry.
That even struck a chord with Sue. She's in there. She's in there with a belly laugh.
Great lap rides.
Yeah,
for the kids.
So we've got it should be on the side. This from Siskiyou.
No Malarkey.
On the side of Biden's bus, free lap rides for kids. I guess that would feather right into Shifty Schiff's little foundation that is gives worldwide massages to little kids. And you know what the sad part
on
about that
island.
Is. That is true. If you type in LIDDLE, and I'm not going to make the connections, but there is a connection here, to the Little Foundation, then you will come up with...
Is this like Pizzagate crap?
Well, you know...
Pretty much.
You can't make this crap up. So if you do that, and you can type in Little Foundation Adam Schiff if you like to, and this is the truth, and you could go to little www little kids spelled with LIDDLE, not LITTLE, which everybody, you know, when Trump tweeted about little Adam Schiff spelling it this way, everybody goes, oh, he's so illiterate, he doesn't know what he's talking about, except that I wonder if the desperation could be the fact that this is, I'm reading right off of their website, little kids is the gold standard for pediatric touch therapy education and hospital-based program development, training, and implementation across the globe. Now, they're worldwide, a worldwide premier organization for infant massage and pediatric massage. Is this, am I the only one that this creeps out?
No.
Just saying, I'll post this on the website too right now, because you know something? You can
get certified and provide.
You can't make it up.
Specialized care through
you
touch therapy to children who need it most.
And I'll just try to, I'll try to find the tweet by Trump that tweets little Adam Schiff.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's, this story is much deeper than everybody believes. And, the whole thing is just, unbelievable. So with that said, let's get back to the historic hearings of little Adam Schiff. Or, you know, it's a Schiff show, or he's full of Schiff. Bullshift. I mean, there's a ton of Schiffs that we could probably talk about.
Well, yeah, he's full of.
It's a Schiff show.
The Schiff show?
It's a Schiff show.
Don't say that fast too many times. You'll be in trouble with that one.
Oh, I guess
we're going to a break.
We're going to a
yep,
break.
If you
we'll
want to call
back.
In, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
All the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. No! Not your stepping stone.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
This is Carl Lindebaud, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
You don't need to be cruel. You
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the March day. I don't know. Turn my volume up or is it switched? There we go. Okay, got it.
That gremlin swirl.
Oh, boy. So I was looking for Trump's Little Adam Schiff thing, but it's all over the internet. Just go on Twitter and type in Little Adam Schiff Trump. You know, there's a ton of stuff.
And with that, we have a caller. We've got Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, gang. I want to talk about old-timey terms today, such as, what Biden has on his bus. And another one would be Yule Log. And the powers that are coming to be to take these people out. The indictments are about to be served.
I agree.
December 9th is, unless we're being played again, but I think we're getting so close to the first of the year where the election season officially kicks off. So if you go after these people, they'll say it's for political gain only. So it looks like the 9th is going to be the day. And I'm going to say that Adam Schiff, Joe, his sons, Mittens, Romney, all those people complicit in the pay-for-play selling their offices are all going to create Yule logs for us all this Christmas season.
Well, that would be great. We gotta like it.
I've had to crack wise. I can't help it. Anyway.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what. It's just unbelievable how far we have fallen without a press that reports anything, without anybody to hold these guys accountable, and.
Are they going to be taken down as well because they're complicit? They're an absolute effective arm of their strategy. And because we are consumers of news, is a way around it to be getting them for consumer fraud? Is that one way to attack them? I don't know. The First Amendment, that's the only job in this nation is protected by a right. You know, the Bill of Rights is the freedom of the press. So it's a sticky, sticky thing. But they'll get them, I think.
I think that they're coming down the pipe. I mean, I that's all we can hope for at this point to happen, you know, because the real deal is if these guys don't start getting indicted, then there's no rule of law, period, and these guys can do whatever they want and then have total immunity from the law. But the rest of us, we get to go to prison and jail and everything else, just like all the little people and the serfs and the peons, and there's no accountability at the upper levels. I can't see that is going to happen. There's just too much at stake.
What's happening in Virginia right now? They're making it a felony to teach firearms training, taekwondo, all those things.
Oh, it's insane.
I think they'll play to the game.
Well, I mean, they just, I was just looking at a court case a minute ago where this guy, judge rules in favor of Washington, a man who had guns seized over satirical Joker meme. You know, these they're trying to do everything they can in the deep state to overthrow our government and just have a no rule of law where it's the selective prosecution, and they can just about put anybody in jail that they want. But at the same time, Trump is reappointing judge after judge after judge after judge, and so we are definitely in the middle of it. And it's a war, but so far it hasn't escalated to a armed war.
Well, everything he tries, and they counter, it makes him look foolish.
I agree.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of people are being red pilled, they're being awoke, and thank goodness for that. And I think the tide is turned, like we've been commenting for months. So anyway, great show, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate.
We
it.
Appreciate you calling in. That's great.
So I know it's. Yeah. It's just nuts. And
you have to believe that there's a lot going on behind the scenes that Trump's doing, or, you know, not just Trump, but the people with him up there, that we're not seeing all of it right now, too. You know, we have to believe in that.
Well, and you know, the thing is that in a real investigation with a real FBI and a rule of law, they don't have a bunch of leaks on their investigations like they did before.
Right.
So the fact that that we know they've convened a grand jury, there's a bunch of facts involved here that we know, and there's so much information coming out on a daily basis. One of the things about the impeachment hearing that was so eye-opening is that they didn't have any evidence. And
there was nothing there.
I mean, you got the guys on testifying that they got nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't
have
nothing.
But I really don't have anything. I just presumed
this.
And so these guys are going to get lambasted. Let's just hope there's still enough patriots at the Senate level to take care of this. But I'm going to play this. This comes in from Jimmy, and this.
We got Jimmy on the line. You want to go to Jimmy first?
Let's go to Jimmy first.
All right. Good morning, Jimmy.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I love it. Number one, I think Joe Biden is playing crazy uncle because he's probably going to get called in to testify. So he's probably going to claim not fit to testify because he's nuts.
Well, then I guess that's going to kind of queer his run for the presidency a little bit, too.
Probably, yeah.
So then,
another interesting thing we dug up this weekend, and when I say we, I mean my lovely wife, the light of my life, that Adam Schiff, some of the guys on his little council or whatever it is, were buddy buddies with the whistleblower. In a group called the Atlantic Foundation or something like that.
Well, right.
That was also funded by Burisma. It's very interesting. You should look into that, Mark.
Well,
I'm sure you'll get to the bottom of
it. You know, there's so much going on. They're connected to this Blue Star Foundation, and you know, the thing is that these guys are so dirty, and it's so plain and easy to research and open up that it's pathetic. You know, and these guys are so screwed up. It's like Schiff. You know, you listen to this thing we're gonna play right now on Dr. Hill. They're killing themselves, and they're too stupid to even stop it.
Yeah, you met with Christopher Steele? Really?
Yeah. So here we go. Hang on, Jimmy. Let's play this for everybody because it's kind of fun. And there we go.
In your deposition, excuse me, that Christopher Steele was your counterpart at one time. Is this correct?
That's correct, yes.
You testified that you met with Christopher Steele in 2016. I assume that's still correct?
That's correct, yes.
And the only thing we didn't get on that is, do you know about when that was in 2016 and how many times?
I'm afraid I don't. I actually had met with him, well, you asked me actually in the deposition when the most recent time that I had met with him in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired from the British Intelligence Services in 2009, which is
right.
The same
I'm asking about 2016.
Okay, so to set that up, this is Nunes asking Hill, and she's afraid to not tell the truth because if she lies under oath, they're going to fry her for perjury. And so, you know, she's talking about Christopher Steele, who happens to be the guy that got the money paid for by the DNC to write up, help put together the dossier that he got from the Russians that they made up by a bunch of idiots to get dope on Trump that doesn't exist. And now she is admitting that she's in league with him, basically. It's like, really? So that doesn't matter at all, right?
And the great part is she started going into, yes, well, he left the place in 2009, and right, and Nina's is like, yeah, we know that. Get to the point. We're talking about 2016 when you met with Christopher Steele.
Yeah. I mean, and
during this whole dossier thing, I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing going on. I know. You got to be a moron to not see through this crap. And that's what they're – I think this whole thing is a trap in the Senate. I hope it goes – Trump's been saying, impeach me. Come on, let's do it. Trolling him. He's like the first world-class troll that we've ever had. This guy's awesome. It's like he just goats these guys into anything. They get mad, they get scared, they get stupid, take your pick. And I hope they do impeach him, because if it goes to the Senate, you're going to have right now where they're going to have control over the subpoenas, they're going to have control over who they call as witnesses, they're going to have control over the questions that are asked, and not some idiot up there with the googly Barney Google eyes that looks like he's got some kind of a thyroid problem, telling everybody that you can't ask that question because that might out the whistleblower that I've never met, even though who you're talking about is the whistleblower.
They probably had lunch at together. No, I watched the whole proceeding.
I'm sorry.
All this testimony. And
I'm sorry.
When Fiona Hill said she met with Christopher Steele over there, that just it was completely clear to me that this is a complete setup.
Sure.
And Now, I don't know if you've heard this, Mark, but Adam Schiff is starting to backpedal because they thought that this was going to get killed in the Senate. And now Trump and the Republicans are like, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, let's have a trial.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's why I think this was a sucker's play from the gate. And now he is backpedaling. He's like saying, well, I better talk this over with my colleagues. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, who is politically astute, even though she is said from the beginning, don't do this because you might get what you need. You might get what you're asking for.
Yep. Adam Schiff came out and said that I need to talk to my constituents.
Yeah.
Really? Do you really care about your constituents now, Adam? I thought you had all this wrapped up. I thought this was a cut and dry case.
Oh, he has mounds of evidence to prove that the president committed, I don't know, was it bribery, treason, collusion? I don't even remember.
It was all of them. It was a parking ticket, a speeding ticket, everything.
Oh, yeah, he fondled some woman 25 years ago and said something derogatory on a mic that wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. And that proves that he's unfit for president. But Bill Clinton, who can just about pretty much, you know, rape and do anything he wants in the White House is still okay.
This is a pivotal point in our history, folks. So I'm riveted. And I can't wait to see how this pans out.
I'm waiting for the day. I mean, I think Newt Gingrich said the other day that the Democrats in the House are going to rue the day.
Rue the day, buddy.
Yep. And I think that he's right.
There's a Rory Gallagher song called Rue the Day. You should play that.
I'm already going to playlist going for next week.
All right, guys. All right. I love the show, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. And we're going to go to a break, and then we'll get you, Lori, on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I've been lately thinking about my lifetime, all the things I've done, how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind. I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. Seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. And I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And with that, we'll go to Lori on the phone. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Are you sure you want to go to me right now?
Well, yeah, come
What
on.
The hell? Because our next step is going to be, I want to talk about what's going on tomorrow night at Reading Patriots. So get
very
what
good.
You...
I was going to touch base on that. I wonder if there's still room to get in the Christmas parade this Saturday. As a late entry, have a Biden's family Christmas float with the black strobe lights and some creepy candy.
Oh, good grief. No malarkey on the side. Good God.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
Quick clarification. I used to be a massage therapist. There is an actual specialty of infant massage for, you know, the crack and heroin babies, the premature babies.
Right.
And it was a way to kind of develop their neurological system, you know, just by that. Or it was to help bond if you were a normal parent or a foster parent. So there is a real specialty of infant massage, but I'm not sure I caught your reference, so I'll have to listen to
that. Well,
archivers.
You know, the thing is, I'm not saying that there's not a legitimate thing in some cases of that. All I'm saying is Adam Schiff was involved in it, and we know that there's a worldwide human trafficking thing going on. And what I've noticed is that the people that are involved in these worldwide trafficking things set up non-government organizations under foundations, and always for the good of every something, because you can't set up an organization that says, "Hey, we're here to help child trafficking." So they set it up as some kind of a good thing for the community to help children, to help this, to help moms, to save whatever it is. And at the same time, they use it as a cover.
Right.
To do
so
all
it's
their
called
creepy
the molesting
things.
Massage, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's crazy. Different. Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, here's my question for you, Mark, and I'll listen off air. Yes, the Targeting Us film tomorrow at the Patriots. Some of us can't attend in person, but could you give any impressions? And I know Obama was interviewed by Bill O'Reilly in the past, and that's something to look up on your own, folks. And just how much do we think Secula was helping out financially? And then did you get to meet any of the other people that are in this film? And I'll listen off air, friend.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Lori.
Okay, so if we go to Sekolo, they did the whole thing, you know, without any money out of pocket. They took on the case.
Everybody's case, not just the Reading Patriots.
Absolutely. There's like 40 ones. I didn't get to meet any of the other people, although we did connect on some emails and this and that with True the Vote you know, the whole thing, and you talk about Obama and this, not a smidgen of corruption, that's actually in the video. And, you know, they're going to show this tomorrow night. And, this goes way back. I mean, you know, this is, you know, early 2010. And, there was targeting under the Obama administration through Lois Lerner. And remember the big Nancy Pelosi media blitz about the Tea Party? They're just AstroTurf.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a bunch of racists, and they're a bunch of homophobes, and they're Islamophobes, and they're a bunch of phobes, and any kind of phobe you can think of. But since then, we've matured a little bit as far as who we listen to in the media, haven't we? Because now we've seen how they all get their talking points, and across the board, they all say the exact same verbiage. So you got to come to the conclusion that somebody's handing them this thing, or they're
getting a script. Yeah,
they're getting a script from someplace.
Yeah, it's all word for word. They don't even
every single time.
Yeah,
every day
doesn't change. You know, come on.
So going back to this targeting. What happened was that, as a group, there was a couple applications, for, you know, a group called PECON, that's Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now, and then, Reading Tea Party as well. And, at that time, we all had come to the conclusion that we needed to set up an organization, because in order to do anything, to be active, you got to have money coming in to pay some of the bills, you know, whether it's, you know, buying signs or, you know.
Back then we were doing a lot of traveling.
You know, you just have to have some resources in order to combat this stuff. And, you know, there was an election thing going on at the time, you know, and so what they did was they targeted, a lot of these groups, you know, the local Patriots, being one, under PECON. And, I just happened to be, an expert at tax stuff. Me and my sister, we work at a tax office. I've been doing taxes since 1984. And I've set up a lot of different entities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I knew when we submitted the application. Now, I wasn't really super experienced on 501c3s or 4s at the time, although I've gained quite a bit of knowledge since then. But I know how to set up a corporation backwards, forwards, upside down, and, you know, you get your EIN numbers, all of this stuff. Well, when we sent the application in to the IRS for the 501c3, we were expecting...
Yeah, because they're supposed to respond within a certain amount of time.
Absolutely.
Legally, by law, they are to respond by a certain length of time.
So they actually have to approve or disapprove the application within a certain, I think it's within 2 years, if I remember correctly, but with a yay or a nay, because if they give you a yay, then you're in, you're fine, you got your organization, you can get a bank account, you can solicit donations, you know, you can start getting up on the board so that you can have some funds to, you know, whatever it is, get on a radio program or flyers.
You put the name out there.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't do this for free. You have to have some resources. And so what happened was, after we submitted this, we didn't hear. And then, you know, I was calling and asking, and they said this and they said that. And then we got another letter back from them. And this letter was asking all kinds of intrusive questions that had nothing absolutely to do with setting up an organization.
Yeah. It's about the board members.
Who are the board members
attending the meeting?
What religion do they aspire to? Have they ever ran for office? Could you give us a complete list of all the members in your organization?
And what have you done all your life?
There's like 150 questions on and on and on and on. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, you know, I immediately knew that something was wrong because this was way out of bounds of the norm. Okay.
There was no reason for them to be requesting it. That it was none of their business.
No. I mean, you know.
They don't ask that for any organization.
For any. Exactly right. And so I knew something was amiss. It's like, what the heck's going on? And we talked it over with all the people that were involved, and we all came to the conclusion that we needed to, we just can't stand here and do nothing. It took us a little while to figure out what we wanted to even do, because I'll tell you what, when the IRS is coming at you, or you know, when you think you're under on the radar, that's a little intimidating.
Well,
you,
it didn't just involve us. It was involving all of the groups, all of the people that was in the movement at the time as well.
Well,
that we had to think about
We connected those dots too with a lot of the other organizations, by the way,
right.
Because we, you know, when you get a letter from the IRS, your immediate reaction is that you're being targeted as an individual, and that's scary enough. But then we found out that we were not the only ones that were being targeted, that there was actually a BOLO list, a be on the lookout list, that, you know, and they, you know, we found out later through the court, proceedings and so forth, and the transcripts and whatever, that, they had put out this list to target anybody that had the name Patriot in it, for example, or Tea Party, or, you know.
Or any reference to what was going on with the groups. Anything politically their eyes.
And then they tried to spin it off as, it's all these groups. They're targeting left and right, conservative and.
Yeah.
And
everybody,
like,
across the board, we're not picking anybody out.
Complete BS. And then they tried to say that it was all coming out of one little office in Cincinnati. And of course they were going to throw those guys under the bus.
They did. They threw them under the bus.
Well, when you start getting deeper into this thing and you go through the court proceedings and so forth, you find out that there's phone calls being made to Washington DC and Lois Lerner's involved, who's directly appointed by President Obama. And so this whole smidgen of corruption crap in that interview with O'Reilly was complete, BS.
Yes,
because what they're trying to do, as what they've been doing all along, is to cover their criminal activity. Now, at the time, going back, you know, and I knew something was wrong. I had heard that the ACLJ with Jay Sekulow and Miles Terry and Jordan Sekulow were taking on these cases because evidently the True the Vote gal that's in the video had gotten a hold of them. And I'd heard about it, and I thought, well, I'm going to give these guys a call because, you know, this is a little bit too big for me. I mean, I have a lot of training in taxes, but I don't have any training really whatsoever in a legal proceeding in a court of law.
And not only that, didn't have a lot of money. I mean, it takes a lot of money legally to even start the process
The whole smear campaign. Oh, they're all funded by the Koch brothers.
Oh yeah, we
really?
Had all kinds of money.
Really?
No, we didn't.
You know,
we still don't.
just all the lies and the smear campaign that they've been using for the last, you know, how many years? You know, this started in 2010. We're in 2019, and only in the last few years has everybody's eyes started to open about the smearing from the mainstream media. The complete blacking out of anything that goes contrary to the narrative that they'd like you to get here, and on our way to a one-world government, if you will, or a total control over by the deep state. Back then, if you said deep state or new world order, you were just branded some kind of
a racist,
or you know, carpetbagger, astroturf, whatever.
Yeah.
So, as this thing started to proceed, I got a hold of them. Now, as we know now, we didn't know then, you know, Jay Sekulow now is actually one of Trump's private attorneys.
Right. I'm going to have to stop you because we got to go to a break, and then we can pick up the story on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. like I don't belong.
North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I grew up drinking, being a cowboy, and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away.
Oh, Soccer Mind Radio. I like
no
little Willie there.
Worn out memory.
We're back. It's 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and it's your talk radio.
That it is.
And if you can't think of nothing else to say, that's pretty good. Wow. So getting back to our tarting, yes, the movie that's going to be being showed, the documentary, is an ACLJ film. targeting the U.S. I actually flew back to Tennessee and Nashville and participated in it. So I'm in the documentary. I got a few clips in there. No, I'm not a movie star. I have a little bit of expertise that was in good standing at that point, and I wanted to, you know, try to help get this thing done so that it would have a maximum impact. There was better speakers there that did a better job in a lot of ways than I did of, getting the information into the documentary. So, but it is a great documentary. I think it's highly, recommend that you go see it. And it really goes into how the campaign against the Tea Parties and any conservative groups to stop them from affecting the election in 2012, the re-election of Barack Obama. And it also goes into the smear campaign, the smear machine, how it works, what they did to go after everybody, how they slogged this down, how they tried to clip our wings, so to speak, from ever getting off the ground, so that they would, because they were afraid of the political opposition that the Tea Party was bringing to the table, so they were doing anything they could to quell the party. And if you go back to Washington, D.C., there were pictures of one of the first Tea Party rallies. There was like a million.
There was a lot of people there.
None of it made mainstream media. You could barely find the pictures. And so they, they just branded everybody as whatever they could, as a usual thing, and as being, whatever it was, a phobia of some sort, so that they would not have, gained any political power to go against the Democratic machine, which is as corrupt as it gets, looking at from that point forward. So,
and just so people know, we weren't one of the groups. Pecan wasn't one of the groups that actually received any money in the lawsuit.
No.
There was some groups that did.
They were represented by another attorney that was, and there was the NorCal, Tea Party
people. But we weren't one.
Well, we could have gone on. And we were asked specifically if we could go, if we wanted to go on, and we sat down with everybody and talked about it. And my position was that if we were going to go after individuals like Lois Lerner or people that were responsible for breaking the law, which, by the way, in the court documents, they admitted for the first time in the history of the IRS that they had actually broken the law. Okay. If we were going to go after the lawbreakers and the people who initiated this and as individuals and sue them and make them personally responsible, because if you've got negligence, you can pierce the government and go after individuals. There are sections in the code, 7434, I believe it is, that give you the ability to sue them as individuals if they are operating out of the scope of their law and using that with negligence. So with that said, it came down to, if we sued them and won any money, then who would be paying the settlements? And that would have been the American government, the U.S. government. Well, good grief. Who gives the money to the government? Us. It's U.S.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. And so, the peoples.
So why would we sue ourselves so that we would create either another tax burden or borrow the money or whatever it is, not get to the right department, or just more of an expenditure for something that somebody should have been held personally responsible for, not the American people as a whole?
Yeah, it wasn't like the IRS was going to pay us out of their pocket.
Which is what should have happened.
That's not what would have happened. Well, it would have been everybody else. The American people.
We decided that we would settle for the fact that they admitted that they had broken the law and they would no longer target any more conservative organizations. And that's in the court papers. They made a promise to the judge that they wouldn't do that. And if they did, and it came back into a court of law, then charges would be brought. So it was quite a dilemma. Did we deserve some compensation? I'm sure we did, but why would we tax ourselves on this thing? Now, this might not be over, because there could be indictments still coming forth. But if you want to hear the rest of the story, as they say, you might want to go to the Patriot meeting tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview and see the movie for yourself and make your own decision.
There you go.
With that said, government is not eloquence, it is not reason, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.